Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, we'll talk about some of the highlights from the Urban One Honors. Billy Dee Williams says he's unbothered by the ongoing rumors surrounding his sexuality. Baseball great A-Rod Alex Rodriguez chimes in on his skin complexion conversation. And in celebrity divorce news, here goes Ray J and Prince's Love. They have filed for divorce again. I think this is like the fourth time. Yes. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Caesar in Lexington. Caesar writes, I found out that my wife is $30,000 in debt and her credit score has dropped considerably. She's paying minimum payments and doesn't understand how interest rates work. Would I be wrong to close the accounts without telling her? Please help.
If it's in her name, how you gonna close the account? That's the only problem. If you're not a signer and you just found out, I don't know how you can close the account. But I think you have to go about it. I would suggest you go about it another way. Sit her down and say, baby, let me help you understand this right here. This is the path we're heading on now. If we do this, we can correct it. But don't just close the account, because then you're going to have some form of rebellion on that. I think you could run up into a little headwind with that one, dog.
You think?
Yeah, she might have a little something
planned
with a little bit of credit limit she got left on that card. She might have been playing or something. You can cut that card off. Woo! Rough day, dog.
Yeah.
All right. And if your wife is just $30,000 in debt, could I switch hands with you?
Okay. Really?
I'd take that.
Moving on to Marilyn in Savannah. Marilyn says, I'm in a long-distance relationship and I've been spending a lot of time at my boyfriend's home. I asked if it would be easier if I moved, and he says he likes things just as they are for now. It's convenient for him, not me. Why can't he see that?
No, he do see it. he sees exactly that it's more convenient for you.
He does.
He don't care nothing about that. He ain't ready to make that move. You are. Do you understand? He's not ready to make that move. You are.
Why not?
He said, I like things just the way they are. So listen to what he's saying now. I like it when you get dressed and go back home. What he's not going to like is you getting dressed and you stay there. And now all your clothes is here. He likes it when you get dressed and you go home. That's what he like now.
Yep.
And for now, that's what it's going to be. You're not moving it.
Straightforward, yeah.
Maybe she should move on.
Why can't he see my side of it? He ain't got to see your side. Well, you need to see his side.
Why?
You need to hear up and look at it.
Your Why? Side ain't in this house. That's what it ain't. It ain't.
Why? Why can't she stay there?
She can't stay there, Shirley, because it ain't her place. He don't want her to stay there.
Clearly.
He want her to come over.
Yeah.
But it's time for you to go. And he might have learned some stuff in these visits, too.
Well, it sounds like, you know. Do they need to break up or what?
Mm-mm. No, just go home.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. What?
Another relationship. You starting on the CLOs. Just kill him with a strawberry letter, Shirley. Shirley would end your ass.
Be
on
done
this show,
with
right?
him.
Do
yeah.
you think they need to be break up? Be done with him. Damn.
He don't want her over
the dude
there.
Ain't. He's not ready for the commitment. Everybody want to move in. Why don't you wait till the man asks you to marry him?
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
That's a good idea.
I like that too.
Gotta go, gotta
Damn.
Go.
I want you to say.
Moving long distance with your boyfriend.
You left a scarf in here. Come get the scarf.
Mm-hmm. Savannah got good seafood. Get you some. Go on back down. Stay down.
Quit leaving stuff over here. That's not your drawer.
Is he talking to her like that, though?
Dang.
He doesn't like her.
Once you get a drawer, though.
Ooh, yeah. He done went down to Target and bought a Tupperware set and got all her little stuff in it. So, you know, you quit putting stuff in these clothes in drawers. Your stuff in this Tupperware. You take this with you. When you go out to the car, it'd be stuff in your back seat. Next
That's
month, Cheryl.
Davia in DMV says, for our 5th anniversary, my husband scheduled a couples massage. Everyone in the spa knows him. He said that's because his gym is connected to the spa. I'm looking at him side-eyed because he gets more massages than me. Is this normal?
Not to me, it's not. You know, not to me, it's not.
Yeah.
I'm not. You know, it's nothing wrong with a massage at all. People get them
but
all
you're
the
not
time. But let's just, you know. Let me just put out here, you know, Deshaun Watson. You know, it's just time.
He just threw a name.
Threw a name out there. That's why I can't do the massages. I can do the massage, but what you ain't gonna want to do is flip me over. I can't turn over. Once I turn over, it's a whole other thing.
Goodness.
It's not a massage, you know.
Oh my goodness.
It's the turning over that got Deshaun ass in trouble. If he'd have just laid down there with his face in that hole, he'd still be balling.
On the massage table.
Stuff.
Yeah, on the massage.
No, see, I know all them fine chicks was coming up in there. No. Once you flip me over.
It's uh-oh. Over.
Uh-oh. It's over.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Mr. Watson. Oh, don't worry about that. Just go ahead. Just do the thighs, baby. Just do the thighs. That's all. Baby, you need some more oil. You need some more oil.
He's calling her baby.
Baby, yeah. Too familiar. You've been here too much. All right. Last one. This is Bella in Sumter. Bella says, I met a man online and I didn't know he was married until his wife showed up on one of our dates. She's filed for divorce and moved on. He and I had sex last night, and I want to give him a second chance, but I'm scared. Does he deserve it?
What?
CLR?
Say what now?
Uh-huh. What is you haven't said anything.
I'm scared for you. Well, let me tell you something. Once she showed up at that date, we not finna have no sex. I'm gonna tell you this right here. This look like a setup. Why is she here? Well, hello. I just hey, this is a Rolanda, Jackie.
Bella is her name.
Yeah, well, Bella is. Come on, lady. You give him a second chance if you want to, but you don't know the next time she coming over there. See, that what I'd be concerned about that, man.
But she's filed for divorce and moved on. Wife, he has.
She says she's filed for divorce. Uh-huh. That's cool. You could have moved on without coming on this date with him, is what I'm saying. Yeah. What is the coming on the date for? See.
Why we? Yeah, I'm scared.
Yeah, yeah, y'all gonna be sitting up there watching Netflix one night and you gonna look up and she gonna come in there with some popcorn and all hell gonna break loose.
Kelly Rowland gonna show
up. Me a couple.
I watched it.
I did too.
All right.
I watched
Thank it. You, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.